Shabbat Shalom. This week's parasha is entitled Bezot HaBarakah, meaning this is the blessing. It is taken from the book of Deuteronomy, chapter 33, verse 1 through chapter 34, verse 12. Here we have the final words of Moses, the man of God, to the Israelites. These words also take the form of a song. Often Moses set before the people curses and blessings, but here his last words were of blessings only. Moses begins his blessings looking first at him who blesses and who blessed the Israelites with his law. The law is either a blessing or a curse depending on how it is observed. What begins in God will end in God. When Adonai came down upon Mount Sinai, he came in fire. And the people in the valley heard the thunder and saw the lightning on the mountain. They saw the thick black smoke rising from the mountain as from a furnace. And they felt the shaking of the earth as they were moved by the loud sound of the trumpet. The reflection of his glory also shined on Mount Seir and Mount Paran. The people were very afraid and shook with paralyzing fear. They stood away from the mountain and watched and heard the tremendous voice of Adonai read the commandments. And that was it. No more words. After that, the Lord would write on tablets of stone. The first giving of the law was accompanied with glorious glory and awesome splendor, and with 10,000 holy angels. Galatians 3 and 19 says, the law was ordained by angels. The book of Jude says that when Yeshua returns, he will be accompanied with many thousands of his holy warriors. The law is called a fiery law because it was given out of the midst of the fire on Mount Sinai. Just as under the gospel, when it is brought home to the sinner's heart in the way of fiery conviction by the spirit of judgment. Isaiah 4 and 4 says, the Lord will use the spirit of burning. Now consider the law as the gift of God to those that he loved. And remember, the scripture says Moses wrote of Messiah. Now, after praising the God of deliverance and covenant, Moses began to bless the tribes. It was customary for a father to impart a blessing just before his death. Moses, leader of the Exodus and mediator of the Sinai covenant, was, in a sense, Israel's father. Now, because time is of the essence, we will only look at some of these tribal blessings. But I urge you to study these blessings for yourselves, for they will bless your hearts. It is remarkable that Moses begins his blessings with Israel's eldest son by birthright, Reuben. Now, Reuben failed morally and lost his birthright as a result. But here, mercy prevails and Moses speaks the blessing. May Reuben live and not die, and may his people multiply. Of Judah, remember, the divine prince part of Reuben's birthright would go to Judah, which meant that from Judah would come the Messiah. Moses speaks the blessing. Bring him unto his people, which speaks of the Messiah. A Levi, which is Moses' tribe, he says, Lord, bless everything Levi has, except what he does. Destroy those who attacked him. Defeat his enemies so that they would never attack again. Now about Joseph. Joseph is the magnificent one. His performance was far the best of any of the sons of Jacob. Joseph is given much blessings. More is said of Joseph than of any of the others. Moses said this about Joseph. May the Lord bless Joseph's land with rain from the skies above and from water from the ground below. Let the sun give them good fruit. Let each month bring its best fruit. In majesty, Joseph is like a firstborn bull. His sons, Ephraim and Manasseh, are the horns of a wild ox. With them, he will gore the nations, even those at the ends of the earth. Now, Moses said this about Naphtali. Naphtali, you will get all you want. The Lord will really bless you. You will get the land by Lake Galilee. For us today to receive all that we would want would mean the Father's love, the Redeemer's grace, and the fellowship of the Holy Spirit. And may it be our portion to have this fullness, and we would then possess Naphtali's portion. And did you know that Capernaum, of which we hear so much about in Yeshua's days, belonged to Naphtali? Now, Moses both basically says to Israel in his last words, let your soul dwell in the timeless, changeless, and tireless three-in-one God. There is none like him. He will ride through the heavens to help you. He will thrust out the enemies that resist your progress. He will be your fountain and dew, your corn and wine. He will place beneath you arms as loving as they are strong. And however low you fall, they will always be underneath. What a blessing. In chapter 34, Moses climbed Mount Nebo from the plains of Moab to the top of Pisgah and adjacent from Jericho. This location was made famous by the fact of it being where Moses viewed the land. There, Adonai showed him the whole land from Gilead to Dan, and there he also died. Moses was being disciplined for his act of unbelief by not being allowed to enter the promised land. But we need to know that Moses died in faith and as an honored servant of Adonai. Moses was so special that his last moments on earth were spent in intimate fellowship with God. And an additional honor was given to Moses. The Lord himself buried him. God could have had an angel bury him, but the Lord did it himself. And no man knows where Moses was buried even until this day. It is significant that God did not bury Yeshua, but he did bury Moses. Moses, who represented the law, was buried by God, but Messiah, who represents grace, was raised by God. The scripture says that the children of Israel wept for Moses 30 days. F.B. Meyer wrote, and I quote, it was not until Moses died that the people began to realize what he had done for them and how great of a man he was. We often underrate the living and have to wait until they are removed from us to estimate them truly. End of quote. Now Joshua, the son of Nun, was filled with the spirit of wisdom because Moses laid his hand on him. So the Israelites listened to him and did what the Lord had commanded Moses. Now in conclusion, Moses was unique among all the prophets for his intimacy with Adonai, for his miraculous signs and wonders, and his mighty powers and awesome deeds. He introduced a new era into the history of God's people. the age of the law. The Israelites waited long for God to raise up another prophet like Moses. That day finally arrived when Yeshua, our Messiah, came as a servant, but also as the very Son of God, surpassing even Moses. Yeshua offers now to take us into a new era. The age of his grace, eternal life, the kingdom of his heavenly Father. And the lesson that we learn from Moses and Israel is that only unbelief will keep us out. Shabbat shalom.